quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Monday Night Raw, and it was the go-home show for Night of Champions this weekend, so obviously we're going to talk about that. And tonight is NXT, tomorrow is AEW Dynamite, and there may or may not be a change to that Dynamite show. We got to talk about that here today. And of course, we've got all of the news, including an update on Joe Doering, who worked for TNA, so we'll see if Lance has any thoughts on Joe as well. We've got Trick Williams and Lash Legend getting married. Congratulations to them. An update on a potential injury last night at the Ring of Honor tapings. We've got a G1 update. And then, of course, all of the rest of the news. Some more notes on Dynamite and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. And yes, Cameos are available. F4WOnline on Cameo. You won't regret it, friends. I can tell you that. My Cameos are much better than Lance's Cameos. So if you're thinking, if you're trying to decide who you should get a Cameo from, I assure you it should be from me. F4WOnline on Cameo. But Lance and I will be around for probably some Q&A questions if we've got time here today. And the number for those, 425-780-7566. Don't call that number. It's a text message only line. 425-780-7566. Back in a moment to kick it off. Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Get a shot of Lance's shirt over there. Look at that thing. Why didn't you put on a fake mustache while you were at it? That's the only thing that you're missing.
If I had time, I would have. Because for those who aren't aware, Brian and I had decided that we would wear a dress shirt of some kind and dress up a bit better today.
Every day.
And when I went to the wardrobe that holds my dress shirts and suit jackets and so forth, I was just going to get a collared shirt and potentially a jacket. And I saw this shirt and thought, oh, this will work better because with my bald head, I still want to keep the baseball hat on because the lights are from above. So I grabbed this and I was like trying to remember when I even had it. And it turns out
1984.
23 years ago, when my mom got married for the second time, they had a Hawaiian-themed wedding, and I picked up this shirt for the wedding, and I may have wore it one time since, but I pulled it out and then thought, man, Hawaiian shirt and baseball cap, I'm a mustache away from being Tom Selleck and Magnum P.I.
Golly, you really are, Lance. Jeez.
Both of us were volleyball players, too. So
is that right? Wow.
Yeah. So I just needed the stash, but I couldn't grow one in the 20 minutes I had from when I realized I'd be wearing this shirt.
Yeah, they did a volleyball unit in the kids' P.E., and so I bought them a mini volleyball to play with at home, immediately ran it over.
Oops.
So, yeah.
Going out to get another one?
I already got another one. All right, let's get into the news here. And it's not great news to start off here today. Mandy Bond, Joe Doring's sister-in-law, shared on his GoFundMe page the TNA star is headed to hospice care amid his third battle with brain cancer. Said to share the news, Joe is heading to hospice soon, she wrote. If anyone is local and would like to visit, please send a message. Joe could use all of your thoughts and prayers. He has been battling cancer for a decade. 44 years old, first diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2016. 2022, he announced the disease had returned. He would undergo further surgery. Last November, Bond launched a GoFundMe, revealed he was battling a third brain tumor. And, yeah, it's been real tough after his last surgery in 2022. located on his brain stem. She noted he developed ataxia on his right side, which has greatly impacted his mobility. Works very hard with physiotherapy. However, mostly uses his wheelchair in his day-to-day life, requiring assistance when using stairs, a walker, and he transitioning. This has been a great change, as one would imagine, from being a pro sports athlete. So, obviously, want to wish the best to Joe and Mandy and all of his friends and family, and all the best. So, I mean, was he in TNA when you were there?
Yeah, he was in TNA. He was part of a faction, I think, with Eric Young. I could be wrong on the faction, but yeah, he was working there when I started. And then he got, I guess, which would have been the second cancer diagnosis when I was there, and then he left. And he had been back, probably would have been the last time we were in Windsor or somewhere. He had came by, and he was in a wheelchair at that point, and it was good to see him. Really nice guy. It's such a sad story, and again, nothing but the best to him and his family, because this has got to be rough.
Also do want to wish the best to Trick Williams and Lash Legend, who got married on June 20th in Jamaica. They were engaged in November. Actually, their wedding was covered by People magazine. Nia Jax was there. Oba Femi. Little Yachty was there. And Trick's older brother, Andre Bolton, was the officiant. So congratulations to them. Certainly not the latest PC couple to get married. I guess it would be Trick and Lash, Bianca and Montez, Tatum Paxley and Big Body Javi. Is that his name? And I think there's some others as well.
So, well, Ariana and Stax will be sometime in the near future.
That's right, Ariana and Stax.
I believe they're engaged.
Yeah, so there you go. That's, I guess if you want to get married, go to the Performance Center. Is that the lesson we've learned here?
I think people get married otherwise.
That's
but
true.
When you're
this seems
in,
like an easy way to do it.
Well, if you're single and in NXT and you spend several years living in the same city, going to the same building with the same people, you know, 5 and 6, 7 days a week, chances are those are the people you're going to interact with.
Got an update on, well, kind of an update. Deonna Purrazzo was injured at the Ring of Honor tapings last night. She was wrestling Steph DeLander in a Ring of Honor women's pure title match, and she took a suplex outside, and I guess they just stopped the match and helped her to the back. And today she posted a photo on social media, two crutches and right leg in a walking boot. So not sure the extent of the injury or anything like that at that point, but she did say thank you for all of the love and positivity. And hopefully it's not too serious and she'll be back soon. But man, injuries are rough in wrestling. And this one, it's interesting because this is a foot injury, and I was talking about it last night on Observer Radio with Dave, but they had a WWE house show this weekend, and there was a spot with Sol Ruka and Lyra. Lyra was there, and Liv. And it appeared that Liv had badly injured her foot, ankle, leg, something. And, of course, there was a handheld video of it that went out on the internet. Have you seen this video?
I've seen the quote-unquote injury, but obviously I watched Raw, so Liv's fine.
Yeah, the Liv ends up, she's fine. And I bring it up because, you know, when I watched the video, I watched the video over and over and over again. And I don't know what this, I don't know, I don't want to blame anybody.
Looked like they were both supposed to move.
But now, you know, now that we know that she's not hurt, I mean, either they were both supposed to move, or Liv was supposed to take the high cross and forgot and was just not there. But it didn't look, I mean, I didn't see anything Sol did wrong. I mean, first off, she's doing a springboard with her back to the opponent. So it's like, You know, she's going blind. The opponent needs to be there. And Liv wasn't there. And, you know, the point of this is all these fans blamed Sol. And they just eviscerated her on social media. Sloppy, hurting people, the whole shebang. And at the end of the day, first off, I don't think she was sloppy. So I don't think it was her fault. And second off, Liv never even got hurt. So that was highly unfortunate. She actually took her Twitter private, I think, because she'd gotten so eviscerated. And, I mean, I suppose I could be wrong, but from watching the video, she didn't do anything wrong. And no one got hurt. So anyway, all the best to Deanna, and Liv's all ready for this coming weekend, as we found out. Can you imagine, by the way, you know?
Because I'm perfectly healthy, and I couldn't do three quarters what Liv did in those boots on Raw.
I know. That was the amazing thing. It was like, as soon as she came out in those boots, I was like, okay, she's fine. Because that's a great way to destroy your ankle. These heels were like 8 inches. It was crazy. And she's out there doing spots in them after allegedly getting injured. To her credit, I think what happened is the move went wrong, and she realized, looks like she landed on my foot. I'm going to sell it. And she sold it. And she sold it throughout the match. And that's like what you should do if you're a pro. So, good for her.
She sold it so well that everybody dumped on poor Sol.
Yeah, poor Sol. Yeah, you were too good a worker, Liv. Sol took the brunt of it. Anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. Looking at this this Dynamite thing here. So tomorrow is Dynamite, and they're in Rio Rancho. The Rio Rancho Event Center. And they were here May 21, almost exactly a year ago. Almost exactly 13 months ago. They were last year May 21st, 2025. And now it's going to be June 24th, 2026. And for whatever reason, year over year, they're not doing nearly as well as last year with tickets. Last year they did 3,100. They're only at 2,000 right now. And if you look at the card, I mean, you know, we had this big argument yesterday when I was talking about, should Maya World go all the way to Wembley and challenge Tekla for the title? And, you know, there were all these, well, it's got to be the biggest matches possible, and AEW fans, you know, they pay for the big matches, they want the big matches. And it was like, actually, you know what, they don't. I mean, how many times have we talked about, we're like 3 weeks before a pay-per-view and we don't have a card yet. Like, it doesn't matter if it's AEW or WWE or really any of these major promotions. I mean, the vast majority of tickets are sold before there's any card whatsoever. And if you look at this show, it's like, you know, if you want to make the argument that AEW fans pay for big matches, I mean, this may be, as far as like matches, the most stacked Dynamite they've ever had. And they're 2,000 tickets. You know, they're in the same building. They're 1,100 under what they were doing for last year's Dynamite in the same building. So, you know, this argument that it has to be the biggest matches, has to be the best matches, you know, this, that, that's not what it is. I mean,
well, it's not, in that people have either bought tickets to All In or they haven't. But there is something too, if those who bought tickets for All In feel like they ended up getting a lesser card than they expected, there is a negative reaction to that.
Well, that sure.
Can snowball. So there is a reason why you would want to give them the biggest matches. But yes, it's not going to change the live gate on that day.
Well, yes. Obviously, the reason the AEW pay-per-views sell so many tickets is because fans know it's going to be a great show, okay? But my argument yesterday was, let's say, and I actually don't know where they're going, but let's say that, you know, the idea was Tekla and Willow at Wembley. Let's just say that was the idea. I mean, is that really that much bigger a match than Tekla and Maya World? Especially this week, when everybody is super behind Maya World. I don't think there's a big disparity between those two matches. I think they're...
No, but there is the possibility that Mercedes was the plan. Because if you recall, you had reported, mentioned, speculated, that there was going to be a substitution that Tony knew about, and it was possible Mercedes was a planned replacement.
Wait, and then they ended up needing two. Wait, hold on. I never said that.
I'm pretty sure you did.
What happened was
that there was a planned replacement in the tournament.
No, there was no planned replacement in the tournament. There was no. In fact, it was the opposite, because when they announced the brackets for the tournament, they had Saray listed. And Saray had just noted that her neck was screwed up. And so I specifically asked, like, why, I mean, is she doing this? And I was told these, like, everybody listed in the tournament, as of today, is scheduled to do this tournament. And Willow ended up getting hurt, and then Saray ended up getting hurt. They both were replaced. There was no planned replacement. If someone else said that, I don't think that's true. There was no planned replacement. Mercedes was never supposed to be in the tournament, and now she is in the tournament. And maybe it's possible that whoever was going to win this tournament was going to face Mercedes because Mercedes was going to beat Tekla. Or maybe somebody else was. I don't know, okay? I'm just going where we are right now. Like, where are we right now? And I don't think that Maya World going to Wembley is going to make any difference whatsoever when it comes to the number of tickets sold for that pay-per-view, the number of people that buy the pay-per-view, any of that. I think.
And to be honest, people seem to be so into her at the moment anyway.
It's my point. Like, I think they should do this, but we'll see what they end up doing. But anyway, the entire lineup for Dynamite on Wednesday is Takeshita versus Ricochet, which for some reason this morning people thought this match was being removed from the card because I guess they had a poster and it wasn't on it. But there is a poster up posted 2 hours ago, and it's on it. So I think that match is still taking place. Takeshita Ricochet International title. Will Ospreay and ELP. Swerve and Daniel Garcia. Death Riders versus Mystico and Brodito, Zack Sabre Jr. and Jack Perry, Young Bucks versus TMDK, Harley Cameron versus Marina, Survival of the Fittest, Queen Aminata versus Red Velvet, Survival of the Fittest, and both the MJF and Mark Briscoe teams will do a 12-person talking segment.
Well, 13, I'm assuming. Although, Callis will be there.
Yeah, technically these could be short backstage segments, so I don't think that necessarily needs to be in the ring. But that is the lineup for tomorrow's show. And then tonight we got NXT. Man, who's excited for NXT tonight? Anybody? We got Keanu Carver and EK Prosper. We've got allegedly a double contract signing between Naraku and Tony D and Kendall Gray and Lola Vice. I thought Naraku and Tony signed their contract. Well, Naraku didn't, but Tony did. So I guess Naraku has to return it.
So two contract signings.
Yes, that's what they claim. Saquon and Dion will go face-to-face. Aaron Rourke defends the Evolved title against Tristan Angels, the sheep shearer. We got Ariana Grace and Izzy Dame. And Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dukes versus Sean Spears and the driver, Nico Vance, who after all these years, I know nothing more about the guy other than he's the driver. So there's that. By the way, I talked about this before.
Is he a chauffeur or a golfer?
I think he's a driver, like a chauffeur. But this Tristan Angels, it's all legit. He's, I don't know if he's a seventh generation sheep shearer. I'd like to think he is. But
why would you like that? Are you going to be more entertained if it's seven rather than five?
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, he may have just like, you know, it's a summer job or something like that. It's not in the family. But I believe that he for sure is like a sheep shearer, and I think it is seven generations. And he also did for sure win some Mr. England type gimmick. So, like, his gimmick is based on him. It's not all made up. That's the real deal.
I love that you're concerned that they might be working you.
I don't want to be
sheep shearing.
Hey, listen, if there's a gimmick like that, I want it to be real. Anybody can go, I'm a crocodile hunter.
I can't imagine they would think of that unless it was. Lance, you know what's going to get this kid over? We're going to say sheer sheep.
Yeah. Listen. Let's go back to the 90s, okay? That guy, what's the crocodile hunter guy's name?
Skinner.
Skinner. All right. Guy, you know, goofy gimmick. Like, who cares? But if you find out, like, he actually hunts crocodiles, now it's kind of cool, right?
Sure.
If it turns out that Papa Shango, in fact, was a voodoo practitioner, legit, you know?
So is that why Paul Bearer worked?
Hey, probably did.
Because it was a shoot.
He was a shoot. I don't know if he was a Paul Bearer. He's a funeral director. Yeah. It's a little
close enough. Yeah. Close enough. I mean, worked in the dead business.
He did work in the business of death, correct?
The death industry.
Yes. So, well, anyway, that's that. The new the G1 got some updates here. So they had some play-in matches, and Aaron Wolf and Yuto Ice won. And so they are now in the G1. Aaron Wolf is now in the B block, and Yuto Ice is in the A block. And we have two more play-in matches. We got Yujiro and Oscar, and we got El Fantasmo and Ryohei Oiwa. The winner of those two matches will be in Block A and Block B. So I think the matches are coming up July 6th, if I recall correctly, these other qualifiers. And then we will find out who is in the tournament, which begins July 11th. And there you go. For some reason, our front page... Oh, I see. Okay, this is my fault. I was going to throw the front page under the bus, but then I realized I was the idiot. Because I kept reading here this new one, G1 Climax. 36 participants. I was like, 1, 2, 3. That's not 36. But then I realized it's New Japan G1 Climax 36. Those are the participants. I was like, that's a big tournament.
Commas are your friend.
Where's the rest of the guys? I don't even think it's a comma. I think I just am an idiot.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you.
Being honest about it. Anything on that Josh Barnett and Bully Ray thing you want to note?
A little bit silly, but if Josh and Bubba were going to go at it, I'd tune in.
A little bit silly, Lance says. Dave last night claimed that Bully was just trying to get heat off Tommy Dreamer. I was like, if I wanted to get heat off you, Lance, I can come up with a lot of ideas. That ain't one of them. Like, what? God, get out of here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. success. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today, as he is every, whatever today is.
Most Tuesdays.
What's coming up on this TNA show this week? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I do. Six of the seven, everyone except Amazing Red that's in the Ultimate X match is in a tag match, which is quite exciting. There is also Good Gravy. I'm blanking on it. I watched it 2 days ago, and I typed up all my notes, and I'm blanking on it. There's two knockout
matches.
Glad
I threw you under the bus here.
Yeah, there's two knockout matches, and there's the six-man, which is great, and then there is another men's match, and we hear from Moose, and there's a... It's the big go-home show to Slammiversary, which is Sunday afternoon. Special early start time, so make sure you check into that. I believe the countdown show is at 3 p.m. Eastern, the main show at 4 p.m. Eastern, I believe. Double-check that. I'm not positive, but I'm fairly certain. So if you want to get your pro wrestling started early on Sunday... Slammiversary from Boston, Mass.
Should know this person notes a shout-out to Mystery Wrestling with Evil Uno. They're currently doing an Infinite Rumble for charity. I know goofy wrestling can be contentious. I hope even the most cynical fans can appreciate that. I think it ended already. But, yeah, I think they went, what, it was a 24-hour Battle Royal or something like that for charity? But I was going to talk about it, and it turns out it's over. Unless I missed something. But that's pretty cool, so... any more details, go ahead and send them to me. But I just saw today, I think they set a record or something, maybe the longest. Leave it to me to not know what's going on.
Well, at least
oh,
TK,
here we go. Here
at least, at least TK can now say his shows are short.
All right, Evil Uno's Mystery Wrestling set a new world record for the longest pro wrestling match in history. Infinite Rumble began at 11 a.m. Eastern, June 22nd, lasted nearly 24 hours. Ending after 21 hours, 58 minutes, and 49 seconds, 243 entrants. I wish I would have been there, actually. 34,000 Canadian in support of the Canadian Cancer Society. Ended with Mystery Wrestling's cool ref character eliminating Stu Grayson. Slightly longer than last year's Infinite Rumble, which went 21 hours, 49 minutes. And 12 seconds. They had a 24-hour live stream. And Evil Uno did commentary the entire time.
Oh, good gravy.
It's pretty hardcore, dude. So there you go. Mystery Wrestling. At Mystery Wrestling on Twitter if you want to go up there and check it out. That's a long time, man.
That is.
As long as it feels watching these three-hour SmackDowns sometimes.
You could have, like, three or four AEW pay-per-views in that time frame.
Maybe two. All right, let's talk about Raw. So I know you hate the sing-along crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I was begging for them on this show. Well, it's like, where are you people tonight?
But the thing is, and this is my issue with them, I think that's the problem in that they were there to chant for Obafemi. They were there to cheer for the EO pointing at herself. They were there to say LA Knight. They were there to yeet. It's like they weren't there to be invested in the product. They weren't there to be invested in the matches. They were there to do their own WWE audience spots. And I think the continued promotion of that, the sing the Seth Rollins song, it's like they're waiting for their spots rather than actually being engaged in the product, I think, at least to an extent. And I think that harms the rest of the show.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there was a dead. I mean, it wasn't dead. And the people that were there said it was all right. But last week's dynamite seemed to be a largely disinterested crowd. This seemed to be a largely disinterested crowd. And, you know, last week, this week, I mean, there's like one. I don't know. I don't want to get into it here. I'm just like.
Don't want to get into talking about wrestling on this wrestling show.
I mean, let's think about this, okay?
We're on the radio, brother.
I know we are, but like everyone's going to get mad at me.
Take one for the team.
I mean, I think in AEW and WWE, like, there's really nothing to sink your teeth into right now. I mean, in AEW, there's like a lot of great matches and everything like that. But there's like one big storyline, which is who is going to go for the title at Wembley? And it's like, we know. We've known for months. I mean, there's really no drama. I mean, you know Swerve's not winning. And, you know, there are various reasons for it in both companies. But, you know, matches put together, I mean, 12-man cage match. And then they just did the 12-man cage match on TV without a cage for free. I mean, my point is, when I watched Dynamite, I was like, I mean, what is there really for people to be, you know, sinking their teeth into, except, you know, you see a good match and then you get into the last 5 minutes of it. And it's like, and with WWE, it's the same thing I've been talking about. It's like, yes, I get it. Sometime it's cool to like not know who's going to win the King of the Ring or whatever. But like up and down the show, it's like, what am I really invested in? Like, well, and I don't know.
I think the LA Knight Jimmy Uso match was a prime example of that.
I don't care.
But the commentary for the first 5 or 6 minutes of the match were narrating the story of like the last 4 months and never once even mentioned anything they were doing in the match. Like the match didn't matter at all. And I'm not burying them because I'm sure they were told to. But I'm like, they're not even talking about the match that's going on in the ring. And at one point, Michael Cole actually said, no matter what happens in this match, Jimmy knows this war's not over. I'm like, so nothing in this match matters? Like, they literally told me, no matter what happens in this match, this is just going to continue. I'm like, so why am I watching?
I mean, they kept doing this LA Knight Usos thing week after week, and I was like, I just don't care. Like, there's nothing about it that I care about. And then finally they did, like, that big line where they had a pretty good back-and-forth interview segment, and finally L.A. Knight just goes, you know, with all due respect to your family, you know, screw your family, or something like that. And, it, like, the people gasped, and then Jay wants to kill this guy, and Jimmy has to... And I thought, okay, you know what? That was good. Now I kind of feel like, all right, I'm kind of getting into this a little bit here. And then they go right to Friday, and L.A. Knight's eliminated from the tournament. So, like, now he's not facing Roman Reigns, seemingly. And then it's like, so now LA's just going to keep feuding with the Usos? I mean.
Well, and I think, too, the fact that we don't have clearly defined baby faces and heels. It's like Jimmy has been the most friendly to LA Knight in this entire, however long the LA Knight bloodline thing has been going. So it's like, do we have a heel or a face? Do I even have a preference on who I should win? Do I even want to see someone kick somebody in the face? It's like Jimmy's the most babyface one of the bunch. And even Jay, who's the hothead, more heelish one, it's like he came out with Oba and is getting, you know, yeets like crazy. I'm like, okay, he's a babyface. And it's like, so what do I even want as an outcome?
We're like a month away from SummerSlam. Like,
two nights.
It's like the WrestleMania of the summer. We're like, and I have no earthly idea what I'm supposed to be like getting excited about a month in. And I mean, we'll know more this weekend, but like, I mean, we're a month away. And the Forbidden Door, I mean, I forget who reported this. Somebody actually texted me, so I apologize in advance, but this is actually what happened. You know, that Bandido match with Moxley, you know, it's like, if you recall, they had an unadvertised Death Riders versus Brodito match on the show last week. No advertisement whatsoever. It's just like you turn on the show and there's Brodito versus the Death Riders, unadvertised. And then, you know, they do the match and then, you know, Bandito pins Daniel Garcia. And then they just announce that, you know, Moxley's going to defend against Bandito at Forbidden Door. And it's like, what? Okay. Like, that. I mean, that's cool and it'll be a good match. But like, well, as it turns out, let me find out who reported this so I don't get in trouble. It was WeWork Stiff. And apparently...
Is that a reliable source?
Well, actually, this is what happened. So I guess the original idea was it was going to be Moxley and Callum Newman. Because they both kind of, you know, there's that Will Ospreay thing that they share. And Callum Newman ended up destroying his shoulder. And so they had to come up with something else. And so they just, hey, let's do Bandito. And so, but like, you know, people have been... Listen, the Forbidden Door card, like, it's going to be an awesome show, okay? But, like, a lot of the criticism all week has been, doesn't really feel like Forbidden Door. It feels like an AEW show, you know? And that's kind of what it is. And, hey, listen, maybe after this weekend, everything's going to feel hot leading up to Wembley and leading up to SummerSlam. But I can tell you that right now, watching all these shows, it's like, I see good matches. You know, I see some good promos here and there, but what is like grabbing me right now? And the answer is nothing. I can't think of one storyline that's like really grabbing me right now. And I think that both companies need one. And ain't going to be much of a Raw report today, everybody. May as well keep talking about this crowd. Crowd was just like there, you know? I guess the big stories are...
Well, I'm curious because Dave mentioned that ticket sales were poor because of World Cup. So then they advertised that they would be playing the World Cup after.
Yes. That's tonight, like, though.
Wasn't that last night, too?
No.
Or was that just tonight?
That's just tonight, I think.
All right,
yeah.
Well.
I mean, that'd be a good excuse for everyone just waiting for the World Cup to start. I don't think that's what it was. I think they were just watching the show and, you know, weren't really all that into it. Bree and Paige against Bayley and Lyra. You know, there was a clean finish, and then Lyra turned on Bayley. And man, Bayley.
Man, did she take a bump.
Not that. Like, you know the term boo-boo face, Lance? Golly.
I'm familiar.
Before the match even started, they're backstage. Like, they're supposed to be excited to be getting a world tag team title match. And Bayley is just, she looks like she's going to kill somebody. She's so irritated. And then they do the entrance, and she's so irritated. And then she's in the, like, you could just tell she just does not want to break up with Lyra.
Or was it a case of they were trying to swerve us and make us think that Bayley was going to turn on her?
I mean, it's possible. But, like, this was before the match even ended. I mean, it was just, I think she really likes Lyra, and she really liked this team. And, like, of all storylines, it was like, nope, we're busting you guys up today. Let's do it. But that's... And, like, they had matching gear and everything. Like, they had all these matching jackets and all this matching stuff, and it's like, nah, we're breaking you guys up. So that's the end of that. And then...
She took a hell of a bump, though.
Solo may have turned babyface as he got involved later in the show.
Again, to my point of, can we get some more clear baby faces and heels? I don't even know what the heck's going on.
Yeah, and it's like, is Solo a baby face or a heel? One way or the other, the bloodline is continuing. Like, oh my God. Sammy being a horrible referee and getting rewarded with a title shot? I don't know, man. Let's get this weekend over with so we can turn this ship around, right? I got confidence. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, that was a very exciting Raw report. Hey, that's why we got Observer Radio on Monday nights. Dave and I broke down the entire show and everything that happened on it. And if you want to check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. You can listen to us on Spotify, FRWOnline.com/Spotify. What's that?
New tag champs is really the only thing of super significance.
Yeah, all that, all those teases of the Street Profits breaking up and one of them joining the Vision. Nope, they just won the tag titles. You know what it feels like lately? It feels like, remember when the Bloodline gimmick was kind of hot and like you could see where everything was going, and then it went there over and over and over again, and now it's like everything you're expecting to happen, they don't do. And it's not like just one thing. It's like they build up this, they don't do it. 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 And it'd be one thing if, like, the alternative was cool. But, like, nothing against the Street Profits. But, like, the Street Profits, you know, they've been arguing back and forth. They've been teasing a breakup. And then they win the tag team titles, and the announcers are like, four-time tag team champions. It's like, okay, they're tag champs for the fourth time. Righty then. Okay. They don't like each other.
They've been teasing a breakup. They've got single plans for Braun, and with Logan out, they just got to get these tag titles off the video.
I guess. But yeah. Let's get this next weekend going. Let's turn these ships around, everybody. Hey, I'll be back tonight with Vinny on the Brian and Vinny Show and Granny. It's all set up tonight. Guaranteed. You heard me. Guaranteed to work tonight. And we'll be reviewing that the next episode of NXT that we reviewed last week. and a lot of other fun stuff, so check it out. Back tomorrow with Filthy Tom. That's it. Thanks, Lance, as always. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.